Here with her first look at what it says in Monday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The Irish Times leads with a report by Arthur Beasley about a naval officer who's still serving as a member of the Defence Forces almost a year after he received a suspended sentence for a violent attack on a former girlfriend. David O'Gorman pleaded guilty to the attack on the woman in Limerick in May 2020, which left her with one of her eyes permanently displaced. On foot of protests over the weekend about the suspended sentence handed down to Army Private Cathal Crotty last week for an unprovoked attack on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick, Beasley reports that Judge Tom O'Donnell, who gave Cathal Crotty that suspended sentence, was also the judge in David O'Gorman's case. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Star reports that Maeve McLachlan Doyle, whose ex-husband, former Garda Mark Doyle, recently received a six-year jail sentence for repeatedly assaulting her, is keen to connect with Natasha O'Brien to start a movement against gender-based violence. The industrial dispute between Aer Lingus pilots and management generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail, where it characterises the current situation as an impasse. The Irish Independent builds its lead story around figures from the Real Estate Alliance Average House Price Index. The index suggests that a recent surge in landlords selling up is putting pressure on tenants to buy, which has led to a price hike of €30,000 on the average family home. The opposition of Irish bishops to the recommendations of a special Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying, as outlined in a pastoral letter, receives coverage on the front of the Irish Examiner. A demonstration in Belfast city centre on Saturday, organised by a group called Gales Against Genocide in protest of Israeli military action in Gaza, is covered on the front of the Irish News. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that the 12th Earl of Shaftesbury, Nicholas Ashley Cooper, who owns the Bed of Loch Ney, has said in a post on social media that he is considering handing over its ownership to a charity or community-based trust. The loch, which is the source of nearly half of Northern Ireland's drinking water, began to attract attention last summer when it became covered in toxic algae. The axing of Lottie Ryan's 2FM Drive Time show, which she had been presenting with co-host David O'Reilly for the past 2 months following the departure of the two Johnnies, generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. Back in the front of the Times, there's a poignant picture taken at the Stardust commemoration ceremony, which took place yesterday in Dublin's Garden of Remembrance. Alan Betson's picture is of 8-year-old Holly Keegan running her fingers through the water alongside reeds that were placed there to commemorate the victims. Holly is a niece of Mary Teresa Keegan and Martina Elaine Keegan, who both died in the Stardust fire. And finally, Sam Mulroy, the Louth footballer who scored the winning free in the 73rd minute of yesterday's game against Cork, features in lots of today's pictures. The Independent runs with the front page picture of him smiling as he signs a football for some young fans following the 1-point victory, which puts his team into the quarterfinals for the first time ever. A giant victory for the wee county is the captain. There.
Fiona Kelly, thank you.